This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM. I'm Esther Chiamichilli. Alabama's top law enforcement officer is fired following remarks he made about an alleged affair between Governor Robert Bentley and his top advisor, Rebecca Mason. To discuss this is Kyle Whitmire. He's in Montgomery right now. Kyle is the state political columnist for the Birmingham News and AL.com. Kyle, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We start today with the latest in an unraveling ball of twine involving now former head of the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, Spencer Collier, and Governor Robert Bentley. There's a lot going on in this timeline of this relationship. Kyle, let's start with what happened last night.
Well, last night, or throughout the day yesterday, as this thing sort of blew up, Spencer Collier sort of put out a statement saying that he had knowledge of an affair between the governor and a political advisor, Rebecca Caldwell Mason. There have been rumors about this for a couple of years. The governor now has denied it on the record in past interviews. But what Collier said was that he was essentially being railroaded because he had not followed an order from the governor that he considered to be unlawful, and that was to delay or obstruct an investigation and the prosecution of Alabama House Speaker Mike Hubbard. Subsequent to that, Collier was put on medical leave. Members of his staff were fired, and there's an investigation by Bentley's appointee, the acting director of ALEA, that supposedly found misappropriation of funds at ALEA. Collier flatly denies this, and he says that he is being attacked now because he is following law, and now that he guess he doesn't really have any reason to lie anymore or reason to cover it up, he's come forward with his knowledge about what he says is improper influence by Mason in the governor's office.
So Collier spoke today at a press conference in Montgomery. That's why you're down there. What did he have to say?
Well, the most heartfelt thing he seemed to say today was that he really wanted to apologize to Diane Bentley, the governor's now ex-wife. He said that members of the Bentley detail knew about this, the security detail, that other members of the governor's staff have known about this, and that they'd remain quiet. He said that at one point in the last year, a member of Governor Bentley's family made the head of Bentley's detail aware that they had a tape of the governor saying, revealing things to Rebecca Mason, that tape was played for him by the head of Bentley's detail while one of Bentley's sons was on the phone. He said that he did not at the time think that any laws had been broken, that the governor assured him he had not used state funds to facilitate this affair. He spoke to the governor, who he said he saw sometimes even as a father figure, and said that he would help the governor any way he possibly could. The only thing that he would never do for the governor would be to lie for him, especially to lie under oath.
Collier also mentioned, and you said, that he's not the only one who knew about this alleged affair between Bentley and Rebecca Mason. Who else can be implicated in this scandal?
The head of the governor's protection detail, Ray Lewis, former head of his detail, Ray Lewis, according to Collier, knew. And I asked Collier directly, I said, who else knew about this? Like, who else had direct knowledge? And he said that pretty much every member of the governor's office staff knew what was going on.
So I guess the question on everyone's mind is, did Governor Robert Bentley break the law?
Possibly. It's going to come down to whether or not he used state funds to facilitate this affair. But what's more disturbing here is Collier's accusation that the governor asked him to essentially disrupt or at least not cooperate with the Alabama Attorney General's office in the Mike Hubbard case. That is, at the very least, unethical, if not illegal.
Kyle Whitmire is state political columnist for the Birmingham News and AL.com. Kyle, thanks so much for talking to us today.
Thanks for having me.
In a press conference this afternoon following Collier's statements, Governor Robert Bentley said he did not have a physical relationship with Rebecca Mason. Bentley apologized to his family and the people of Alabama and says the scandal should not affect the trust people have in him.